claims. And I think, you know, we're down, this year, down to $32 million was the required amount coming up in 2014. That's what's going to be required to put into the self-insurance fund to cover the expected expenses. It's all computed actuarially. Why is it coming down? Big improvements in patient safety. We've been involved in rapid settlement programs on the claims. And litigation management. We've actually even been able to bring down we have insurance for excess loss insurance. We've been able to bring down the premiums, even with the activity that we have in this area. I'll just go on to very quickly. I just finished watching with some of the key metrics I think that this is probably the most important one, is basically taking a look at our percent of occupancy. If you go back to the number of beds we have in service and versus the occupancy of the hospital, we're running about 68% occupancy at the hospital. What you say, what would be the right place to be with that? And probably for our hospital, we would be looking at about 80% would be pretty much full occupancy. The reason it's not 100% is because we have all these double rooms, and for various reasons, gender, age, the type of whatever the problem is, you cannot fill both beds at the same time. So, but I think for this hospital, we'd be looking at probably a target of about 80% for occupancy. The other side of this is the average daily census. This is just an average that's very key for performance. This year, I think we're going to finish at about 315 days for average daily occupancy, or 315 per day basis. We're down, probably. If you ask, why are we down because we're about 316. We were up last year. We do have a reduction in newborns, a number of deliveries at the hospital, and we've lost some of the transplant operations at the hospital, so why it's down. Length of stay, I think it's probably good. I mean, it depends on your viewpoint. We've come down from about 6.4 days length of stay down to now we're down to about just under six days for average length of stay. I think that's the right trend, particularly as we're going into managed care. I think that is the right trend, but not a lot of movement there. Admissions, I think I've used the May numbers, but I think based on the numbers we just got, looking at the June activity, we're probably going to be right up and exceed the previous year. We'll probably be up over 19,000 admissions. Same thing with patient days. Again, I use the May numbers, total patient days is a metric. If I look at the June numbers now, I'm looking at being at 115,000, so I'm right at the 2012 performance as far as patient days. And I'd already reflected on this. Deliveries, if I put the June numbers in here, we'll be at 2417 as far as deliveries. These are newborns. It was higher, much higher back in 2010. And we had a lot of referrals from Advocate to come to the University of Illinois Hospital. They stopped doing that, and they're sending them off to Lutheran General and other places. So and that's why that looks like a much higher number in 2010. Lastly, visits, particularly focus on outpatient visits. I referred to it before, but it looks like our outpatient visits for 2013 are going to be about 446,000 for the year. So we're right in line with the prior year's performance on visits. So I wanted to erase through this, hopefully that it gave you kind of a primer on what with the hospital and.
Good. Thank you all. Dr. Rubenstein, Dr. Munoz, Huron Group, Walt. I kind of had the feeling of drinking from a fire hose for the last 2 hours.